Thought it'd be appropriate this evening to look at two halachos in the Rambam Hilchos Taniyos Perek Hey. The Rambam speaks of the Taniyos that Klal Yisrael fast because of the tsaros that occurred. As Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mis'anim Bahem. There are days that all of Klal Yisrael fast upon, Mipnei Hatzaros She'iru Bahem, because of the tragedies that occurred on those days. And why do we fast on these days? Note the wording of the Rambam, Kedei Le'orer Halavavos, in order to awaken, inspire the heart, V'liftoach Darkei HaTeshuva, to open the road or the path to tshuva. So the first is inspiration, Le'orer Halavavos, and then comes Liftoach Darkei HaTeshuva, to open the path to tshuva. V'yihi yazeh zichron l'ma'aseinu hara'im. It should be a reminder to us of our misdeeds, misbehavior, averos. U'ma'asei avoseinu shehaya k'ma'aseinu ata. And to remind us of the averos of our forefathers, which was as we are now. Ad shegarim lahem vilanu osen hatzaros. Until the point that their behavior, their actions, caused them and has caused us those tzaros which we are commemorating with this fast. Why, says Rambam, shebezichron devarim elu? Because by remembering all of this, noshuv lehetiv, we will then return to do better. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'svadu es avonam v'es avon avosam. They should confess both their sins and the sins of their forefathers. And then, of course, Amram lists which fasts is he referring to. He's referring to the fasts of Tzom Gedalia, Sar B'Teves, Shavasa B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av. So Soloveitchik noted that if one looks at the language used by the Rambam in connection with these fasts and the language used in the very beginning of the Hilchos Taniyos with regard to fasts that the Rambam describes as being instituted in response to a particular tzara of the moment, there in Halacha Aleph and Beis of Perek Aleph, the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah asay min ha-Torah, lizok ul haria b'chatzotros al kol tzara shetavo al tzibor, a mitzvah asay de oraisa, to cry out, blow the trumpets in response to any danger that we encounter. And then Rambam writes, "V'davar zeh midarkei hatshuvahu." This is one of the darkei hatshuva, namely, "Shebizman shetavo tzara v'yizuku aleha v'yariu." That when there is a danger confronting us, and we cry out and blow the trumpets, "Yedu hakol," everyone then realizes, "Shebiglal ma'aseim haroim hura lahen," that this has happened because of our misbehavior. And this will cause us then, this realization will bring about a removal of that threat. And then Rambam adds, Midzivrei Sofrim, Lis'anos al kol tzara shetovu al tzibor ad shiruchamu min hashamayim. That Midrabanan also, we're supposed to fast in response to any danger that confronts us. So in here, the Rambam seems to say that the mitzvah to say doraisa is to cry out in response to any current present danger. And on a Durabanan level, included in that is the fasting that we do in response to a current threat or danger. Whereas in Parakei, in describing why we fast today, for example, Rambam says this is to remember the tsaros that occurred. La'orer halavavos v'liftoach darkei tshuva. This is to inspire us to open the path to tshuva. And Perek Alfi said, Dobrazeh mi darkei tshuva. Perek Alfi said that when there is a current threat confronting us, this is part of tshuva, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Perkei, describing today's fast, the goal is la'orer halavavos, and to awaken us, and to therefore open the path to tshuva. Open the path to tshuva. So there is subtle difference in the formulation of the Rambam in regard to these two different types of fasts. A fast which is in response to a current danger right here, right now, that itself is one of the darkei tshuva. That itself is a form of tshuva. To cry out and to recognize this is all from HaKadosh Baruch in response to our averos. Whereas today's fast, the Dalet Somos, Zecher L'Churban, is the beginning of a process to lead us to tshuva. It's to inspire, to remember the tzaros, to remember what caused the tzaros, to hopefully open the path to tshuva. This itself is not necessarily the very essence of tshuva, but it's the beginning of the inspiration that leads to tshuva. So a very subtle difference to the two formulations with regard to a Tanya Sivah in response to a current threat and with regard to a Tanya Sivah that commemorates a past tragedy which is seeking to awaken us and arouse us to tshuva and to open the doors to tshuva. And that is why we progress step by step. The Avelus begins a little bit more slowly, increases in intensity as we proceed through the coming weeks, gradually intensifying 3 weeks, 9 days, Shavuot Shechabo, Tisha B'Av itself, because when we begin to recall and remind ourselves of tzaros, so you start with a reminder and you think about it more, you dwell on it a little bit more, and the more one thinks about it and reads about it and learns about it and remembers and reflects, the more the pain intensifies, the more the recognition that I need to react in a positive way increases. And that is the goal of the next coming three weeks. As opposed to a tsara, which is right here, right now, I'm experiencing it. The shock and the horror and the terror is immediate. It's happening now. I don't need any build-up, any gradual intensification. But when I'm looking back and recalling what happened and what brought about the tsaras then and now, it's a process we have to work on over the coming 3 weeks. And then just to briefly read the Rambam in Perikei Halacha Beis. We alluded to this morning in the Slichos. But the Rambam tells us, what exactly are we fasting for on Shavasa B'Tammuz? Rambam writes, Chamisha Dvarim Irubo, five tragedies, misfortunes occurred on Shavasa B'Tammuz. Number one, Nishtabru Haluchos. The Luchos were smashed on this date. Number two, Ubatel HaTamid Mibayis Rishon. The Karban Tamid ceased to be offered in the first Beis HaMikdash era. Now one looks in the Mishnah in Tainus on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, the beginning of the fourth parak, there the Mishnah tells me, simply, batel ha-tamid. The tamid ceased to be offered. The Mishnah does not specify whether that was Mikdash Rishon, whether that was Mikdash Sheni. Rambam clearly assumes it was Mikdash Rishon. Yet in Rashi, on Chav Vav Mebeis, Mesachas Tainus, Rashi says, batel ha-tamid, lefi shegazra ha-malchus gezeira milahakriv od. The Malchus forbade offering the Karban Tamid any further. The Malchus, when we speak of Gazra HaMalchus in Chazal, we usually refer to the Roman Empire, the Roman government. And therefore the Achronim HaMadayik from Rashi, that unlike the Rambam, there seems to be Machlokas Rambam and Rashi. And the Mishnah says in Tainus that we fast today because among other things, Batil HaTamid Melahakavod, when was that referring to? According to Rambam, it was Mikdash Rishon. According to Rashi, it was during the Roman Empire, Mikdash Sheni. The Rambam then continues. The Hufka Yerushalayim B'Churban Sheni. the walls to Yerushalayim, which had been besieged, were then broken into during the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. Once again, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Vav speaks only of Hufka Ha'ir. The city was broken into. And the Gemara in Tanis Chaf Ches on the Beis tells us that during Bayis Rishon, the breaking through the walls of the city occurred on the 9th of Tammuz. It was during Bayis Sheni that the breaking into the city occurred on Shivasar Tammuz. And then Rambam writes, V'saraf apustamus harasha es ha-Torah, apustamus harasha. The Farshim tell us in the Mishnah in Tainus, this was one of the Greek governors or prominent Greek officials during Bayis Sheni. He was saraf es ha-Torah, burned the Torah. What Torah did he burn? What do you mean he burned the Torah? What does that mean? So we saw Lifshitz in his Teferes Yisrael writes, possibly referring to the Sefer Torah that Ezra HaSofer wrote that was kept in the Azara. The Sefer Torah that was used as the source for correcting all other Sefer Torah. This was the Masorah. Ezra HaSofer wrote this Sefer Torah, and any other Sefer Torah that was ever written was compared to that one to be perfect. That was the Torah that he destroyed. He burned that very Torah. Sarfas HaTorah. And finally says Rambam, the Ha'amid Tzalam Behechol. Here as well as a question in Gersos, Yerushalmi quotes two Gersos in the Mishnah. Is it Ha'amid Tzalam Behechol? Is it Hu'amad Tzalam Behechol? Who is it referring to? Is it referring to the same Apustamus HaRasha putting a Tzalam in the Hechol? Or is it referring to perhaps Menashe, King Menashe in Bayis Rishon, putting a Tzalam in the Hechol? That might depend upon the Gersa in the Mishnah of Ha'amid or Hu'amad. Rashi's Gersa is Hu'amad. It was erected. Referring to Menashe, says Rashi. Whereas Rambam's Gersa is Ha'amid, implying it's referring to Apustamus HaRasha. And that was the fifth and final tragedy that occurred on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Man of the Kashamas, because Rachel Zakar says, so if you have a Tomas Shnemar, no Chavetz Lamansi, Koyal Dilta Ravi.